Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and this morning's conversation is with Anita Bisotto, Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President of the United States Postal Service. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bob Reeve. Well, Anita, we've recently heard about revenue shortfalls at the Postal Service. How has this affected postal marketing?
Well, before we talk about how it's affected postal marketing, I think we should talk a little bit about how the recent impact of the revenue and volume shortfalls are impacting the Postal Service in general and potentially impacting our ability to serve our customers. Remember, we serve all of our customers 6 days a week. We, as I mentioned earlier in the program, we deliver to 138 million addresses every day, 6 days a week. The volume and revenue that we bring in is critical to our being able to maintain that universal service to every American at an affordable rate. So everyone in the Postal Service, not just the marketing group, is concerned about the revenue shortfall. Clearly, we are tasked with looking for ways to grow the business, and we've been working very hard at identifying opportunities to bring more volume, more customers into the system, as well as reduce our cost of serving those customers so that we can continue to provide service to the American public.
Technology's had a big impact on the Postal Service, and it contributes to some of that volume and how you handle it. What are some of the new developments in technology that you think are going to help the Postal Service, and how has it changed the way you interact with customers?
That's a great question, because we're looking to technology as a way to add value to the mail and make mail more valuable to potential users of the mail. Essentially, we want to make the mail smarter, and technology allows us to create intelligent mail. For example, mail that would have each mail piece has a unique identifier. That's very valuable to customers who are sending out the mail. New services such as Confirm, in which a special barcode is placed on the mail piece, allows customers to track that individual mail piece from point of entry to point of delivery. That allows business customers to get a better handle on when mail will be delivered or on when mail is being returned to them. It helps them with their logistics. It helps them with their inventory planning. So technology provides this opportunity to make the mail smarter and to add value to mail pieces, which we hope will drive additional volume and new customers.
Many people have seen Lance Armstrong, the Tour de France winner, for the past 3 years on postal trucks and advertisements. Could you tell us how the Postal Service got involved with sponsoring the U.S. cycling team?
It's really exciting, isn't it? I just love seeing Lance up there, arms raised in victory. It's really an inspiring thing. You know, we've had a relationship with the U.S. Postal Service Pro Cycling Team since 1995. Lance came to the team in 1998. We think that, our research shows that the Postal Service and Lance actually share attributes that makes him a really good spokesperson for the Postal Service. He's seen as being determined. He's seen as working very hard. He's being seen as someone who works to get the job done. Those are a lot of the same attributes that research shows folks think about when they think about Postal Service employees. So we think it's an incredible match. So we use Lance internally for inspiration, particularly around teamwork, but we think he's a great image for the Postal Service, and we're really excited about the team, and we're looking forward to him wearing his fourth yellow jersey this July.
Well, hindsight's pretty good, and the fact that he turned out to be so successful makes it look like a great idea, but I'm just curious about the origination of the idea and sort of how it came to be. Sort of sponsoring something was a pretty big step out.
Well, that was, as I said, that was done back in 95, and it was really an outgrowth of some strategies around advertising. Certainly a lot of businesses use sports marketing, use event marketing as ways to build their brand and to build brand recognition and to situate themselves in the marketplace. We saw an opportunity to do the same thing. We thought that cycling was a great way of doing that. Again, the attributes around cycling, the need for teamwork, we think are very very much like what the Postal Service is all about. So we decided to take the leap and sponsor the team.
Is there any quantitative feedback on terms of how you measure the success of this? I mean, it seems incredibly successful intuitively. I'm just sort of wondering how you measure the success of this?
Well, we have information on how Lance and the team are recognized. We can look at, you know, the media value of Lance, and we do have sales events around some of the team events, and we look at the revenue generated from those opportunities as well.
Paul alluded to this earlier, but the USPS website is usps.com versus .gov. Can you talk a little bit about how that came about and the rationale and how you use that to leverage yourself?
Well, in fact, you can get to the Postal Service website using .com or .gov. A few years ago, we decided to go with .com for a couple of reasons. The website was becoming more of a transactional website when we first put up our website. Like many folks, it was primarily informational in nature. We quickly saw that there were opportunities to move more transactional work to the web. In that way, we were looking more like a business when folks could come buy stamps, pay bills, send mail. .com was the way most people thought of reaching someone on the web. So we thought it moved us towards a more business-like model and actually made it easier for some customers to find us if they didn't know about the .gov extension.
What other measures like that has the Postal Service undertaken to be more like a private sector company?
Well, I think you see that really in a lot of the activities that the marketing group is working on in terms of trying to build more business. We are looking at finding different ways to enable customers to send money, messages, and merchandise through our website. For example, pretty soon customers will be able to print labels with postage on them from the website. We're going to continue to look for other opportunities for new marketplaces. But, you know, within the confines of some of our legislative and regulatory restrictions, we are trying to push the envelope and act as much like a business to ensure a continued revenue stream, to ensure continued universal service. Now, it's not just about generating revenue, it's about cutting costs. And as if you've taken a look at our transformation plan, you'll see that we're committed to cutting $5 billion worth of costs out of our system over the next 5 years. So we're working very hard to ensure the continued viability of postal services for the American public.
I was interested to learn that also on the website you can do things like pay bills. I believe it's called e-bill pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to get your perspective on that, because it sounds like you'd like to have customers do that, but the way they might have done that is by writing a check and sending a letter. I'm wondering how you think about the revenue in that kind of situation.
Well, that's always kind of tricky, and there are other situations like that as well that we deal with, but the fact is, customers are going to make decision about how they want to do business. And if a customer makes a decision that they want to do business with their supplier or with their biller or with their recipient using electronic, they're going to make that decision on their own. And we think it's best that we should position ourselves in a way that we can capture that business and continue to serve that customer as we have for a couple of hundred years.
The changes you talk about in terms of cutting costs and dealing with things, does that mean we'll see more use of the website for customer interaction?
Well, we are looking for ways to broaden customers' access to our products and services, and at the same time lower the cost of providing that access and providing those services. The website is a great tool to do that. It's also, in many cases, a very well-kept secret. Many people don't know that you can go to the website to buy stamps, that you can go to the website to get zip code information, that you can go to the website to calculate how much it might cost to send a bulk mailing, or how much it might cost to send a priority mail piece from North Dakota to Florida. There are a lot of ways that customers can do business with the Postal Service over the website. We'll be spending a lot of time over the next couple of years improving those abilities, building on those capabilities, and making sure that people know that they can come there to do business with us.
Have there been any initiatives around the business customers, the larger businesses, or even small and medium businesses around tailoring services to be provided through USPS.com to those groups and sort of targeted in that way?
You know, we've talked about that. We do have, you know, our website is set up that there are really consumer services and business services, although we've not really broken out the business services to if you're you know, certain type of customer, this is where you go if you're this type of customer, you go over here. We'll be looking to tailor those services more in the future. Certainly, certain customers will come to the web to, small business customers can come to the web to get services that a large customer just simply doesn't need because they have the internal capability and all of the technology to do that. So we're trying to see how we can serve both their needs in a unique way. Through the web and through other means.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation about our management with Anita Bisotto of the U.S. Postal Service. With such a large organization and such a huge number of customers, how does the Postal Service stay customer-focused? We'll ask Anita when the Business of Government Hour returns.